Hey there, listeners. It's Brett Molina here.
And I'm Mike Snyder, and welcome back to Talking Tech. How's this for a mind game? Neuralink, the brain implant company from entrepreneur Elon Musk, released a video recently during which they claim a monkey was playing the video game Pong with his mind.
Yes, this sounds incredibly science fiction-y, but this is apparently something that has happened. So this is how they broke it down in the video. So these Neuralinks are basically brain implants. And what they did is they took two of them and they put them on each side of the monkey's brain, according to the video. Then what they did is these links then track the parts of the brain that are focused on hand and arm movements. And they're recording the neural activity there. They take that activity and they decode it. And then once they decode it, those Neuralinks are able to predict the monkey's hand movements in real time. So then what they did is they do all this. And then later on in the video, they show the monkey playing a game of Pong, and the paddle that you use to keep the ball moving, he was basically moving it by thinking where he wanted to move it. So if the paddle moved up or down, he was thinking that and would move. And they demonstrated this where initially they started with him using a joystick and moving it around. And then eventually they'd unplug the joystick and he'd still be moving, but it was all coming from whatever he was thinking in his head about where he wanted the paddle to go.
So, all right, I'm trying to think about whether actually having brain implants in me would help at all. But how does Neuralink envision using these implants, Brett?
So according to a quote from the video, they said, quote, "Our goal is to enable a person with paralysis to use a computer or phone with their brain activity alone," which, again, sounds really it's very promising. Someone who is dealing with paralysis, if they aren't able to use their hands or their arms, this allows them to do things with just thinking it, and they don't have to worry about that. So the idea would be that you would have these implants and they would help people who have suffered from really serious physical injuries and still be able to function and do kind of everyday things. It's really fascinating stuff. It almost doesn't feel real. And watching the video, it just felt, it didn't feel real either. Like, you know, in the back of my mind, you're like, someone's playing Pong in the background and we just don't know it, but it's super fascinating. And I'm really curious to see, you know, what develops from this.
Really interesting. I'm thinking about when you're thinking about to us that are basic movements, but to someone who has been paralyzed or has an issue where they can't physically move things and their mind could do that, that makes a lot more sense. We've heard about phantom limbs, right? Where people who've lost a limb, they still feel like it's there. So there's obviously some, you know, their brain can still work that way. This sounds incredible. I'm looking forward to hearing more about this or seeing where this takes us. Listeners, what do you think? We'd love to hear from you. We also would take any questions or show ideas you have. You can send them to me on Twitter at Mike Snyder.
And I'm at Brett Molina 23. Don't forget to subscribe and rate us or leave a review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, anywhere you get your podcasts. You've been listening to Talking Tech. We'll be back tomorrow with another quick hit from the world of tech.